The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The fourth perek of Chulin, perek Behem Amikasha, is from the more difficult Prakim and Shas. In the Lamdis, it's quite an intricate perek, and some of the details are very complicated. It's also one of the least, Meseches Chulin for sure, one of the least Halacha Lamaisa Dika Prakim. So I'd just like to, in this shir, bring out a few of the points that are somewhat negay, or at least make points that are negay to us practically. Mitzvah Shem, the next year, we'll talk about the yisoidis of the perek itself, whatever is negay for the understanding of the ikr sugyas. Again, the theme of the perek, Behema Mekasha, is a ben pakua, which is an animal which became mutter la'achilo, because the mother was shechted with this animal inside the stomach. The mother was a mulveris, and the animal was inside the mother's stomach. The halacha is that the animal becomes mutter with the shechit of the mother, despite the fact that the uber did not die. It's not the uber died with the mother. The uber was actually born. It was a uber that was viable, and it came out of the mother's stomach and lived. And here we have an animal which is alive, interesting, and it could be eaten b'shaitoi, later on, midarais, without a shechita. Chazal, the Gemara tells us in Dafayin Heil Mebeis, towards the end of the perek, that Chazal instituted mipnei maris ayin, the Gemara, loshon the Gemara is ifris agabe karka. If the animal was born, meaning to say, sometimes a ben pakua, is in the mother's stomach, but it never developed independently, it never lived independently. So the Gemara says that if the animal hifris agabekaka, if its legs literally spread apart, means say it walked, it took one step on the ground, it lived as an independent animal for even 1 second, so then midirabonon, it needs shechita, since people saw this animal walking around. So the halacha is that it needs a shechita as if it would be a regular animal, even though midiraisa does not need a shechita. This is the Gemara. The Tshuvas HaRashba says, this is brings out a fundamental point, the Rashba says that if Chazal instituted that it needed Shechita, but since Midaraisa doesn't need Shechita, but Chazal Lamaisa said that it does need Shechita, the halacha is that one makes a brocha on the Shechita. Even though the Shechita is not necessarily Midaraisa, it's only Mipnei Marasayin. The halacha is that when one does the Shechita, one makes a brocha. Now this is interesting because the Rashba himself says, this is a machloikis, the Rashba in Teres Abayis and the Ro'o, who's the main masig on the Rashba. The classic sefer on Inyona Yisuvahetar is the Rashba wrote a sefer called Teres Abayis, and on the Teres Abayis there are hasogas called Bedek Abayis, written by the Ro'o, who was one of the Rishonim, one of the Gedele Rishonim, a contemporary of the Rashba. They were both the Rabbeim of the Ritva. And the Rashba says that because Shechitas ben Pakua is only because of Marasayim, therefore the halacha is that it does not need to be shechted with all the prerequisite halachas of Shechita. If the Shechita was performed in a way that was possible, the Rashba says if the Shechita knife curved upwards and made a hagroma, the knife partly went out of the Beis Shechita or any other psul, if it was ikur or shehiyah, the shechita is kosher. Why? Because lamaisa was shechted for marasayin. That's enough. The Ro'a says no. The Ro'a says that you can't do a shechita with psula shechita. A shechita with hagroma, or a shechita with shehiya, or a shechita with ikur simonim is not shechita. It's not a maisa shechita. Lamaisa Chazal didn't say cut the neck off with the knife. They said shechita. What's interesting is the Rashba himself, who holds it does not need a kosher shechita, holds to make a bracha. This is a very interesting halacha. Reb Kiva Eiger brings from the Tshuvas Besamim Roish, who argues on the Rashba and says that the Shechita Ben Pekur does not demand, it does not command making a bracha. The Achronim ask a kasha, because there's a similar concept we find in other places in Hadlokas Haner of Chanukah. The Gemara says in the second parak in Shabbos, Pamei Madlikin, that Chazal were misaken since Ner Chanukah is supposed to be lit facing the outside, Mipnei Pesumei Nisa. Therefore, if a person has two entrances to his house, by us it's not so neger because we don't light by the entrance, we light by the window. We light more for those that are in the bayis. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the minig is to light by doorways in the little black, in the little glass cases, for those that have seen them, there is a din, midin de chazal, that if there are two entrance ways to the house, one should light on both sides. Now, really, one only lights by the main entrance, facing the Rosh Hashanah. But if there's another entrance, even if it's less used, one lights over there. The halacha is over there. The Rishonim discuss whether that hadlaka, which is a hadlaka mepnei chshad, mepnei ma'azayin, is mechayev a bracha. And in Arachayim, Tof Reish Ayin Aleph, the Ramah says that we do not make a bracha al hadlokas ner shel chshad. The understanding is very simple. Since there is not supposed to be a hadlokah, it's not a maisa mitzvah, all it is lighting in order there shouldn't be a marazayim. So there the halacha is, that since the halacha is only, the lighting was only instituted b'pnei marazayim, one does not make a bracha. What Shver is, and Rav Kiverga asked the Kasha, that the Ramon, Yeridei Simi Yud Gimel, Paskin seems to Paskin like the Rajva, that says that on Shechita of Ben Pakur, one does make a bracha. So this is a interesting Shiloh, which is not only Negev by Ben Pakur, but it's a fundamental question. Whenever Chazal instituted a din of Marasayin, A, does the mitzvah have to be performed in the prescribed manner with all the halachas? Again, by halachas now, it could be theoretically the same thing. L'moshul, I'm just thinking, I don't have any rise to this, but the halacha is that if one has a hard time lighting, theoretically one would say that they could light the menorah inside and then bring it out. We pass can hadlaka is a mitzvah, therefore it has to be lit b'mkoymoy. Because the ma'aseh mitzvah has to be performed outside, and therefore if one lights inside, shalom b'mokom hadlaka is not yotzei, even though it remains lit outside. I would think, without rayas, that if the hadlokas haner mipnei chshad does not have to be performed with all the prerequisite halokas of the mitzvah, then one could light it inside and bring it outside. That would be enough mipnei chshad. That would be a nice example of where this machlekes, the Rajban, the Ra'ah, would fit in such a concept. They're arguing whether all the details, the fine details of Shechita have to be performed, or Psule Shechita, are also okay for Shechita's Ben Pekua. The second machlekes that we discussed, whether a mitzvah, which is only done with Ne'achshad, has a bracha. The halacha over there is also a machlekes Rishonim. As we said, this is a stira, seems to be a stira in the Ramah between the halacha of Ner Chanukah and Shechitas Ben Pekua. Reb Chaim in his Chidushim, Reb Chaim Brisker, is medayik in the Rambam, a different definition, says that the Lashon of the Rambam seems to indicate that what Chazal did when they said that one needs to Shechita Ben Pekua is they took away the heter of Shechitas Ben Pekua and they rendered it midirabbanan and nevelo, unless it was Shechita. In that case, you would need a kosher Shechita. The Rambam, and this is what Reb Chaim explains in the Rambam, would argue both on the Rajman and on the Roy, one needs a kosher Shechita knife, the knife has to be checked, all the psulim of Shechita are in place, and the bracha would be recited. Not only that, but what would be if the shechita would be a treifa? L'chayre, there would be the same problem. If the shechita of the treifa is, if the shechita of the treifa is not matir the behema, so then the halacha would be the same over here. There's another similar issue, the Gabi Marasayin, that should be mentioned. An issue of Marasayin, which is in a different vein. There are halachas of Marasayin that Chazal say clearly are also even b'chadri chador. And there are cases of Marasayin where if it's not seen, so there Chazal said if there's no problem, practical problem with Marasayin, there would not be also. For example, if Chazal said that Lamoshul, there's a gzeir derabonon of shtichas kelim shenishu b'shabbos, clothing that were wet, should not be hung out on a line, because then it looks as if somebody is doing laundry in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos have some dollar on the base, and over there there's considerable discussion. What happens if somebody's in a private place? Nobody's going to see it. Can one hang out clothing to what? To dry, where they're going to be dripping wet right before Shabbos, or right at the beginning of Shabbos, where they won't be seen by anybody else. Is that a problem? However, there are cases where Chazal asked, even b'chadu kadam, l'moshul, dam dogim, there's a takon of Chazal that one cannot drink the blood of dogim. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but if anybody did want to, Chazal asked it. Why? Even though there is no isur dam, shtiyas dam, on dam dogim, and obviously fish don't have to be salted before eaten like meat, still, since it looks like dam, Chazal asked it. Or let's say there's the dam of a ben pakua, or not only the dam of a ben pakua, but the shchit of a ben pakua, which is the subject of our discussion, which Chazal asked, Chazal said that one does have to shecht the ben pakua. Oh, there is no hetter, even if it's mechad yechador. If the animal, the moshul, was born and walked around for 30 seconds in a private place, in a barn where nobody saw, and then one immediately slaughters the ben pakur, the vlad, without a kosher shchita, the halacha is it's awesome. What's the pshat? The pshat is, again, the same discussion that we're having. On the one hand, it's only because of marasayim, but over here what Chazal said, by dam dogim, or by ben pakur, Chazal were mechayiv a shchita, Chazal rendered it in a vela, as we said, or another definition, let's say by dam dogim, Chazal rendered dam dogim into dam. Of course, the dam does not ask you if it's together with the fish, but if it's separate than the fish, then it would have a din of dam, in which case, if Chazal asked it, then it becomes also. Once it's a chaticha di surah, it's also even b'chadur chador. Masha'enkin, there are other takonis. Wet laundry has no precedent. There's no existing isur where Chazal asked that also together with. It is not pshat that there's a nevelo, so Chazal said ben b'kul could also have a status of nevelo. Wet laundry is something totally new from Chazal. In that case, what Chazal said was obviously not to give it a status of some pre-existing halakha. They made a new issue that you shouldn't do ne'marasayin. If practically speaking there is no marasayin, so then there would not be an issue. This is one issue that comes up, which, like we're saying, has somewhat practical ramifications, legabe the dinim of ben pakur. Just another interesting discussion, which we'll just leave it as a ha'or, but it's just an interesting concept, is the Gemara on Samech Tes. The Gemara on Samech Tes says, we learn one of the fundamental concepts of Ben Pakua, of Perek Behema Mekasha, is that if a uber b'mei imoy, a animal that's still b'mei imoy, sticks out of the rechem imo, one of the evarim, l'moshul, let's say, the animal's being born, the aver that comes out in the rechem imo is rendered a treifa. We'll discuss this in another minute. The aver that's yotza, the Gemara learns out of a pasuk, ubosav asada treifa leisachil, the same pasuk that teaches us that one cannot eat an animal, which was the subject of our perakel, the treifis, all the treifis have a shame, bosav asada treifa. So too an aver, which is basoda, which is not bimkoima, it's yotza. Mimchitzosa, the halacha is that it has a halacha of treifa, it has a lav derais of treifa, and when the vlad, it becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother, that aver that stuck out is not mutter. Now, here's an interesting shal halacha. A behema was, an uber was b'mei imo, one of the evarim of it came out, the animal was in the process, behema makasha leled, which is the beginning of our perek, the mother was having a hard time, and the farmer saw, this is usually the case, the farmer saw that the mother would succumb, would die in childbirth, in order not to lose an animal, he quickly took a knife, the animal is maybe a misukenis, we discussed in previous room, but not a treifa, and he quickly shechts the mother now is kosher meat, at least he has that, even though he lost an animal, at least he could eat the meat, and the vlad that's inside now does not need shechita, as we said, midrash, and the rabbanan would need. Now, let's say the vlad that's inside comes out, it was a full born animal, one aver of that animal is a treifa. So the Gemara says in Daf Samech Tes that the milk of the vlad is a problem. Why? Because since the part of the animal is treifa, we know that milk, yoytze min ha-treifa, is treifa, as an iser. Eggs and milk that come out of the behemoth treifa are also. We discussed already a few times, why aren't we choshesh by every animal that's milk? We have a roiv behemoth enem treifus, therefore all milk is kosher. We could assume on any given animal that the animal is not treifa. But here we have an animal, the vlad, that grew up to be a nice fat cow, and it's giving milk, like all good cows should. And part of the animal is a treifa. One leg, let's say, is a treifa. So here we have a problem. The milk, the Gemara says in Daf Samech Tes, is a product of all the evarim. So to speak, it's a outgrowth of everything in the animal, even though it only comes from the udders of the cow. But the milk is a produced by all the parts of the animal called a cow. And part of that animal is a treifa. Part of that milk, l'chayra, is milk that was produced by an eved treifa. The Gemara says, l'chayra, that's awesome. It's either we have a cup of milk, where part of it is treifa. The shayla is discussed in Yerideya, in Yerideya, Simin Yudalat Sifhei, and the Shach says that wherever you have an eved that sticks out, it's not clear if there's shishim. You definitely have a roiv. If one eva comes out, you definitely have roiv and the animal wasn't born. If roiv and the animal was born, then the animal would have been considered an animal that was born. It wouldn't be a treifa. It wouldn't be part of the mother anymore. So here we're talking about an animal, where an uber, where one eva came out of the rechem imoy, b'shas, the shchita, before the shchita, and one eva of the animal, of the uber that's now grown up, is a treifa. So there's definitely a roiv. The shayla is only that maybe there's shishim. So Shach says, why don't we say that since midairaisa, and this is something we're going to discuss at length in Yitzhak Shem Per Gilanosha, the yisoy that min biminoi becomes bottle biruboy midairaisa, milk, if one has treifa milk mixed in with kosher milk, midairaisa, it's enough to be mevatel b'roiv acharam lahatois midrabonon. Because in a taruvis, where it's min shein and minoy, where we need shishim, so min b'mini also need shishim. But the shayla, whether there's shishim or not, is only a shayla with the choymer of an isidur abonon. Midaraisa, roiv is enough. It's only midar abonon that one needs shishim. So why don't we say sovik dar abonon lehokul? This is the kasha of the shak. And in Kivayger says a svar which has ramifications in many, many areas of halacha, but it's not clear where to apply such a svar, where not. Kivayger says that since this one aver was definitely aser, it's kilu, there's an iser b'fonenu that's definitely deraisa. Right? If one would cut off this aver, off the uber, it would be aser to eat mideraisa. One would be able to theoretically squeeze some cholof, some milk out of this aver, it would be an iser deraisa. Now it got mixed up with something else, and there's a shayla whether it asks midrabanon without the prerequisite shishim to be mevatel the milk which came from the eva treifa. Since bimekoyer that suffix is deraisa, then the chumra of suffix deraisa the chumra still applies. This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger says over here. Again, this is reminiscent a little bit of the first part of our discussion about halachas that are nitoisif. Having a choymer of a different status. Over here also, there's something which theoretically should only be on the level of Savad Rabban Lekula, and it's on the level of Savad Raisa, because it's part of an Isser which Lechatchila B'Shoy Roshoy was the Raisa. The problem is that this Svar is not always true, especially not in Teruvis. Very often in Shulchan Aruch, we find that if the suffix is only a suffix shishim, which is the Rabbanu, we go Lekula. So again, we're just going to leave this open as something which is in the Perek. It's Negeh somewhat Halacha L'maisa, and just as an important concept to assimilate. Something else I'd like to speak about over here is the, which I think is very important in a conceptual way, is the Gemara that we just discussed about Eivir HaYoytze. The Gemara on Daf Samaches, in the beginning of Samach Zayin, Samaches, in the beginning of the Perek, learns out the halacha of Eivir HaYoytze, mi rechem imoy. The Gemara says, Bosa basode treifa loizachel. It's very interesting. The Rishonim explained that the same way Bosa basode treifa, it's called, in Bosa basode, it's an animal literally that was in a field that was ripped apart by another animal, as we discussed in the previous year. Drusa is the psul treifa that the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk aser is an animal which is treif of basada. So too basada refers to shaloi b'mkoyma. The Gemara fits into this pasuk two other isurim, which the chayav have nothing to do with treif. One is this aver hayoytze, which was not part of the shchitas oyem, since the ur stuck out its arm, leg, or whatever it is from the rechem imoy. That aver is yotza mimkoyim. It's no longer considered enclosed berechem imoy to be part of the shchita of the mother. Therefore, it's basode, not bimchitzoso, and it's not nichlal in the mother's shchita. That's one halacha. Another halacha is an aver, a piece of meat which was to be eaten in Yerushalayim. A piece of meat which is kachim kalim, or a kach gadash which was to be eaten in the azor of the Beis Hamikdash, as we learned in Maseches Zvachim, and it went chutzlum koima, kach gadash that went out of the azorah, kachim kalim that went out of the chaim Yerushalayim. Over there also, it's called basar hayoytze, and it has a definition of basar basode, and it's treifa, it's also to eat lo yisaychelu, it's a lab deraisa. It's always a problem, how do you give malkis for a pasuk? There's a klal that a lav shebechlolo is a lav which has many different types of isurim that are not of the same thing. It's not a lav that has malkis. So we are also three different things, and also conceptually, what do these three things have in common? So what seems to be the common denominator over here? I mean, what's shan the pasuk basu basava that it's shaloi b'mkoymoi? This basu shaloi b'mkoymoi, and that's what all these three things. Hein treifa, that was ripped apart, basode. What does it mean that shaloi b'mkoymoi? The problem is that the animal was a chosa, was not a shalom when it was shechted. So, what I'd like to explain in a more hashkofetic way, which all these inyanim have in common, is a theme that runs very deep into the halachas that we're learning in these program. The halachas of shchita, the halachas of treifa. The pasuk says by Nevelo, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk says Ki am kodesh ato leisoich Nevelo lager shem sharecha Ki am kodesh ato. The Torah says that the reason why Yid is not allowed to eat Nevelo is because Klal Yisrael is an am kodesh. By Treifus, the pasuk says a little bit differently. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says the anshe kodesh tiun li. It doesn't say am kodesh and it doesn't say ato, you are holy. It says v'anshe kodesh tiyunli, you shall become for me a nation which is dedicated to Kedusha by being zoyer, by being nifrash from Achilles Treifus. What's the word? So we have over here, this is a shalan apostle from Chumash, the Briskerov was Masbir, in the name of his father, Reb Chaim Brisker, that Treifa is not a separate Isser from Nevela. Treifa is the pshat that since the animal is choser, since the animal is missing in its ability to live, that means that the animal is somewhat of an nevela b'chayel. The same concept of nevela, where the life was not taken out of the animal with the shkita, but life left it naturally, is true by treifa. Treifa, since the animal is not able to live, and it's echoser, which defines it as not being able to live, therefore the halacha is, the Torah says that the shchita is not a full shchita, it's somewhat missing. The Briskerov says that treifa is not a zaitig yisr, it's not a totally distinct yisr from nevela, it's a quasi-nevela, it's a semi-nevela, because part of the chiyus was not taken out of it by the shchita, part of the chiyus was missing before the shchita. So he says, this, if nevela is ki am kodesh ata, you are holy, therefore refrain from eating nevela, treifa, which is quasi nevela, the pasuk defines as anshe kodesh tiyunli. In order to continue your climb to kedusha, also be maneir from treifa, even though it's not as bad as nevela. But since a yid is always in a process of striving upwards, anshe kodesh tiyunli. So the Torah said that ability to climb, to be anshe kodesh, to become, to strive, to better ourselves, to become more and more madrega of anshe kodesh tiyunli, is not shayich for people that are dovuk, that eat treifis. The treifa is a stereo to the inherent kedusha in a yid. So what we see over here is nevelu and treifa have to do with a yid's ability to lift himself up above the world of the mundane, above the physical world that he lives in, and become dovuk in kedusha. Kedusha means removed from olam hazeh, and this is very understandable. That if we understand that the basic concept, I mean, we don't claim to understand the depths of any mitzvah in the Torah, but as a basic concept, nevel and treifa has to do with the fact that the animal has the personality, the chiyus of a behemah, and if one would be dovuk in the chiyus of a behemah, he would become somewhat attached to bahamius, towards living a natural life as a creature of nature. When one shechts the animal, one lifts that animal out of the realm of bahamius, of the olam ha-behemah, and one turns that behemah, we've spoken about this in a previous year, into something which is roi, to be absorbed, assimilated, and become part of a guf which is dedicated to Kedusha V'Tahara. So, the point over here of the Pasuk is teaching us that all these ideas are only when the animal can be dedicated, can be given over to the realm of Kedusha. If the animal was already torn asunder in the field, if it's already Basa Basada, then it's already been that animal, Rabbi Hirsch explains this in his Pirush Mishpatim, an animal that's already been ripped apart by another animal, or an animal that's Chosuch Yusuf, that's on its way to dying in a natural way in the field, is already on its way to just being part of nature, to being eaten by another animal. It's Basa Basada Treifa, that's why it's called Treifa. All non-kosher food is called Treifa. It's interesting that Yidden have accepted that term to define anything which is non-kosher, even Basa B'cholov, which has nothing to do with Treifa. When we say that a pot became Basa B'cholov, we say the pot is Treif. Why? Because Treif refers to a state of being at one with nature. Dog eats dog, beast eats beast. The animals in the field, it was ripped apart. Sheep A was ripped apart by wolf B. And now it's in the field, it's prey, it's in the open field, and it's there as part of nature, providing for itself, so to speak. Even though there is no such thing as nature providing for itself, the Rebbeinu provides for every living creature, but it's somewhat part of the natural cycle of animals eating animals. And therefore, if it's part of nature's cycle, it's not something that can be lifted into the realm of Kedusha to become part of somebody who's dedicated to Kedusha, which means anti-nature, above nature, sublime, being menatzer, being triumphant over nature. That is the nature of Am Kodesh, of Klal Yisrael. It cannot be dovuk in the natural animal world. And therefore, the same way an animal that's in the field, which is part of the nature's cycle, the food cycle, cannot become assimilated into the bloodstream of Am Kodesh, an aver, which was Yotzim and Mechitzosa, an aver of Kachin, where you have an animal, it was shechted for a carbon, it was dedicated to a purpose of being eaten in the spirit of Kedusha of carbon, which makes a person into one who is Kodesh, who is dedicated to Kedusha. When a person ate Karbonos, it made him closer to Hashem. It purified his being itself in order to come closer to his Maker, to the Rabbi Nishalayim. Once that goes out of the place designated to provide him with that Kedusha, then it becomes part of the world outside. Once it becomes part of the world outside, it's no longer part of its climb to Aliyah. It's no longer a piece of meat which can bring a person closer in the world of Kedusha. It now joined the world of nature. It joined the world outside the Chaim of Yerushalayim, outside the Chaim of Ha'azara, so on and so forth. And therefore, it does not have in it the ability to be dedicated to pick somebody up to be in the realm of Kedusha. It's mamish the same idea as a treifa. That's why it's one lav. It's expressed in the same pasuk. The same is true. If the aver of an uber was yotzam mimchitzoso, it's not treifa because it's not chosu chiyus, but since it's chutz mim koimoi, it's not included in the shchita of the mother, because the shchita of the mother only includes what's in the body of the mother. Anything that was yotzim irechem imoi is no longer uber yerechim, it's not part of the mother. Once it was yotzim mim koimoi, it's not part of the shchita, which again was there to dedicate, to bring that animal into the realm of Kedusha. Once it exited its ability to be nichnas b'tchumei HaKedusha, once it exited its ability to be part of a shchita which made that meat be ro'ui to become part of Am Kodesh, then it's chalon and Hashem basim asodet treifa. The lav is mamish the same lav. So this is the one of the more deeper, and it's a very powerful idea. Agav, there's a movement in the animal rights world to understand that shechita is all a matter of finding a humane way to kill an animal. And this is, of course, narishkeiten, it's nonsense, because the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah were given Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos to purify klali. So the mitzvahs were not given as animal rights. The mitzvahs, all tayag mitzvahs, bar none, were all given to purify klal Yisrael. All mitzvahs were given to purify us. If the iser of shechita, of nevela, would be because one has to slaughter an animal in a humane manner, and of course they've found in many studies, it might be true, lahadil Torah lahadira, that the Torah is d'rachei d'arche noyam, that the shechting of the veins in the neck numb the animal even before it dies, it doesn't feel any pain while it's being killed, that might be true. But to say that that's the point of the mitzvah is nonsense. The mitzvah is lezakos Yisrael. The biggest raya is shechitas ben pekua. Shechitas ben pekua, we have an animal here where the uber is inside the mother, the uber comes out, and now it could walk around free, and 20 years later you can shech that animal. You don't even have to shech that animal, you can slaughter it and kill it any way you want. So obviously the shechita is a part of a process of becoming Am Kodesh. It has nothing to do with the act of Shechita as far as the rights of the animal are concerned. This is an interesting point which comes out of the Nekudos that we've discussed in Perek Behema Mekasha, specifically the Inyonim of Ben Pekua.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.